Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. Warming up today. Dr. Bill has more details coming your way in just minutes. Right now, we'll get the traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions so far this morning as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems from the 1065 split from Airport, Spring Hill, Dauphin, and Moffitt and 65. And heading northbound from Chickasaw to Saraland, a perfect start to the day. The Mobile International Festival celebrating the art and science of food this Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 4 at Grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, live music, and dance. Get your tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing Mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored.
Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quince Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock and FM Talk 106.5. We are Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. Text lines open for you as well at 343-0106. And three members of the Mobile City Council fail to vote for the right of referendum for 13,000 residents of Mobile County to be able to, you know, maybe vote themselves in the city. We'll talk more about that coming up, but it is a no-go. That push for the annexation vote for those three neighborhoods went down because no supermajority. That's a lot of people were questioning, hey, wait a second, it was 4-3. Well, you got to have a supermajority of the Mobile City Council. Get into that. Also, bring the Coast Guard in to our arguments and discussions about water quality around here. Here's a headline for you. U.S. Coast Guard will no longer use Mobile Bay for training exercises. They're doing it in the Gulf because, well, rescue swimmers reported falling ill during training when being in the water of Mobile Bay. I've got a lot of questions on that one. And also, well, it's what I don't think it surprises many people, the discussion of the guards at Epstein's prison facility. And what were they doing? Two prison guards who allegedly fell asleep on duty the night sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in a jail cell were in federal court in New York yesterday. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
A
A federal grand jury indicted two corrections officers who worked in the special housing unit at the Metropolitan Correctional Center where Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in August. The indictment says that Tova Noel and Michael Thomas did not check on Epstein and other detainees as they were supposed to overnight and instead surfed the web for sales on furniture and sports news. The indictment says for a two-hour period, the guards did not move while at their desks and they appeared to have fallen asleep. The pair pleaded not guilty to conspiracy and filing falsified records at federal court in Manhattan yesterday. Attorney Jason Foy represents Tova Noel.
It is our hope that we'll be able to reach a reasonable agreement in this case. If we cannot, after we've reviewed the evidence, we'll be prepared to defend them in this case moving forward.
Montel Figgins is the lawyer for Michael Thomas.
We had hoped that the U.S. Attorney's Office would make an effort to try to address the systematic failures with respect to the Bureau of Prisons.
The Metropolitan Correctional Center has been dogged by allegations of staff shortages, forced overtime, mismanagement, and very poor conditions.
We believe that when all the evidence is presented about how the system was ran and how there was they were severely short-staffed at all times, maybe you'll have a different appreciation for what was going on.
While those officers were being indicted in New York, the Senate Judiciary Committee was holding a hearing into problems across the board at the Federal Bureau of Prisons through the context of Jeffrey Epstein's death. Senator Ben Sasse asked Bureau of Prisons Director Kathleen Hawke whether sleeping guards at the prison in Manhattan was a unique situation.
Do we have a lot of people who sleep on the job when they're supposed to be guarding federal inmates?
We have a few, sir, and we have been monitoring the cameras that are existing in every one of our institutions to determine how well and how effectively our staff members are doing their rounds and counts in the institutions.
But she said what happened in the case of the two officers guarding Epstein was not representative of the 35,000 federal corrections officers across the U.S. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
We'll talk more about that coming up. Kind of hinges off a story, Dalton, you had yesterday where they finally put it into law that it was not legal to sleep on the job.
Yeah, officially banned federal workers from sleeping on the job. Previously,
before, it had not been banned.
It was just looked down upon.
But now it's banned. Now you're not... You can't
do it now.
Okay, beforehand, just wasn't a thing to do, but yeah, there wasn't an actual law against doing it.
They just wake you up and say, hey, man, come on.
Okay, there you go. 614 FM Talk 106.5. Also, check out our website, fmtalk1065.com, for the three big things, top stories of the day. That Mobile City Council failed vote yesterday for the annexation plan. We'll get to that. Also, Sondland faces tough questions about President Trump and the Ukraine. And number one story here, FM Talk 106.5, presenting the Alabama 1st Congressional District 2020 Republican primary debate. That goes on tomorrow night from 6 to 8 at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw. We'll tell you more about that coming up next.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Coast Guard has decided to stop using Mobile Bay for certain types of training. We're told swimmers said they were starting to feel sick after working in the bay. They did not give a timeline on how long the issue had been going on or what type of symptoms people had been reporting. But the commanding officer says the rescue swimmers' health has improved since the move. The Coast Guard says rescue swimmers will now train in the Gulf of Mexico. Still no arrest in the shooting of a 15-year-old boy in Pensacola. A teenager was found shot in a car that had been abandoned. The car was found at the intersection of Edison and Garfield, but investigators believe the teen may have been shot somewhere else and the car abandoned. Investigators believe there had been at least two others in the car with that teenager. A new study ranks Mobile as the 20th most dynamic small city in the country. Researchers looked at 150 cities, scoring them on things like population, education, culture, economic activity, and housing. Of the cities analyzed, Mobile had the third biggest drop in unemployment behind Garden Grove, California, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
The Week 12 college football playoff rankings are released. South Alabama beats Spring Hill in a battle for Mobile. And LeBron James sets another NBA record. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We're 12 weeks into the college football season, getting closer and closer to the conference championships and bowl season. Last night, the College Football Playoff Committee released their latest playoff rankings, and there was no change in the top seven teams from last week. LSU remains number one, Ohio State number two, Clemson comes in at number three, and Georgia remains number four. If the season were to end today, which it doesn't, then those four teams would battle it out for the championship at the end of the year. The committee kept the Alabama Crimson Tide at number five, even though the team's now lost star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for the season. Committee Chairman Rob Mullins said that that injury did not affect Bama's ranking.
Well, our job is to evaluate the games through week 12, and obviously we're aware of the injury to the quarterback late in the second quarter of last week's game. But Alabama continued on to a convincing win in that, so it didn't impact the rankings this week.
The two Pac-12 teams with one loss apiece come in next, with Oregon at number six and Utah at number seven. One loss Penn State moved up one spot to number eight, followed by the top Big 12 team, Oklahoma, at number nine. Mullins denied that the committee looks down on the Big 12.
We don't talk about conferences specifically, but clearly the committee was impressed with Oklahoma's comeback in that game. And as you've seen, obviously we've seen Baylor's work and we know how they played in that first half. So, in that specific game, we respected Oklahoma's performance in the second half.
Minnesota comes in at number 10, followed by a group of two-loss teams. Florida at number 12, Wisconsin number 13, and Michigan number 14. Baylor is at 15 after suffering their first loss of the season, and Auburn fell only three spots to number 16 after suffering their third loss of the year. Iowa State, USC, and SMU jumped into the top 25, while Texas, Navy, and Kansas State fell out of the rankings. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Spring Hill College 98-72 at the Mitchell Center. Josh Ajayi had 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Jags past the Badgers. Jordan McElwain had 21 points for the Badgers. South Alabama's now won 16 in a row against Spring Hill. That's the Jags' longest active win streak against any opponent. South is 3-2 this season. They host Northeastern next on Monday night at 7, while the Badgers' record falls to 1-4. Next for them, they play at Albany State in Georgia this Saturday. In the SEC, Alabama picked up their second win of the season, handing Furman their first loss, 81-73. Jaden Shackelford led the Tide with 25 points. Next up, Bama has a big game on next Wednesday against number 6-ranked North Carolina as they begin the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas. In other games, the Boston University Terriers beat South Carolina 78-70, LSU cruised past UMBC 65-52, and Arkansas smoked Texas Southern 82-51. The LA Lakers beat Oklahoma City 112-107 in the NBA last night. LA's LeBron James had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists, becoming the first player in league history to log a triple-double against all 30 NBA teams. New Orleans beat Portland 115-104. Golden State beat Memphis 114-95, and Sacramento topped Phoenix 120-116. Congratulations to Bayside Academy volleyball coach Ann Schilling. Schilling was named the High School Volleyball National Co-Coach of the Year, or National Coach of the Year, not Co-Coach. Schilling has led the Admirals to 18 straight state championships and 25 titles in her 33 years as Bayside's head coach. Congratulations, Ann Schilling. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has just made CBD better. Pumpkin spice flavor is in. Come see the all-new CBD items in stock, including CBD enriched with CBG. Find out more at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Step up to GMC and get over $11,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $59,255, offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $3,532 plus $6,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See participating dealer for details.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department to clear, but state troopers heading to one on Highway 98 and County Road 55 in Foley. A minor fender bender, but it is still in the roadway. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway through Mobile. No major backups or delays heading up towards Chickasaw or Saraland. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. Open November 29th through December 31st. Get tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Yeah, tomorrow it is the AL1 Republican debate live from the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw. If you're coming out, do get your Eventbrite ticket. It is free. It's just the folks in Chickasaw, and I get it, are trying to get an idea of how many people are coming because you got capacity and chairs and all that stuff to worry about. So if you go to our website, you can get the link there. If you go to three big things, top news stories of the day, when you get to the front page of our website, go to the bottom of the congressional debate story. You'll see a link there for the Eventbrite. You can also get it from our Facebook page to our Twitter feed as well. Or if you don't do any of those platforms, if you can email us, we'll send you the link. It's a free ticket. They just want to have a number of people coming there. Now, if you can't make it, the broadcast will start about 5:30 tomorrow. During the Feinbaum show, we'll preempt the very last of the Feinbaum show. Come on with a pregame here and a pre-debate discussion. We'll do that until 6:03. We go live with the debate. My co-moderator, Peter Albrecht, my buddy from News 5, and I will go live then from 6:03, and the debate lasts till 7:30. So it's 90 minutes of debate with five candidates, and then from 7:30 to 8, kind of a wrap-up show. So that's all tomorrow, getting started. 5:30 here on the air, 6 o'clock with the debate, and wrapping up by 8. All right, so can come out in person. That would be cool, but if you can't, remember, you can check it out right here at FM Talk 106.5, plus our news partners at WKRG. We'll put that up on WKRG starting at 6. We'll go 6 to 7 on TV.
Yeah, so. And we've got the links to the Eventbrite all over the internet at this point.
All right, so hopefully we'll see you out there in person. Stop by and say hello. The whole FM Talk 106.5 crew will be out there to visit with beforehand. So I would say if you get there probably, I'm guessing, 5:15, 5:30, you'll get parking. There's a lot of parking right there. They got good parking access. And then come in, get your seat, and get ready, because we're going to start like at 6:03. We're rolling with this thing.
Yeah, and you'll know where to park because you'll see us there. Yes. We will be there.
Yes, we've got to figure out which way. I think I'm driving the van.
Yeah, I think it's on you this time.
Okay, I'm driving the van. It's usually on me to drive the van.
I thought you'd never notice.
All right, 6:27, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll talk about what didn't happen yesterday in the Mobile City Council. Mobile City Council had a vote to allow the 13,000 in those three different sectors that wanted to be annexed in, or had at least asked to be annexed into the city, to vote. Remember, this is how it works. They say, okay, y'all can vote, and then those people vote. And in the past, there have been neighborhoods that have voted not to come in. What the city council was tasked with was giving people the right to vote. Now, a majority of the Mobile City Council did vote to allow the vote, but you need a supermajority. Mm-hmm. I asked this question for the last couple days. I'm going to ask it again. If you want to hit me up on the text line, we'll talk about this more in the midday show coming up. Honest to goodness, this is not rhetorical. I'm not leaning you one way or another. I want to hear a defense. Now, I get why supermajorities were put in and had an important place, you know, when you look back 30 years ago, 25 years ago. But in 2019, is a supermajority, a voting style, good for the city of Mobile or bad for the city of Mobile? I want to talk about that.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council said no to a proposed annexation. The City Council voted 4-3 to reject a proposal to annex areas just west of Schillinger Road, north and south of Airport Boulevard, past Snow Road, and at the Kings Branch area along Bear Fork Road. Mayor Sandy Stimson said the rejection is a setback, while those who want to be annexed by the city plan to continue pushing the measure. The council needed 5 votes to get the measure put on a ballot for a special election. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is searching for a man wanted for harassment for allegedly inappropriately touching another man. The sheriff's office describes Frederick Allen as a self-proclaimed pastor. A man came forward telling deputies that Frederick Allen inappropriately groped him. Deputies are looking at the possibility of other victims. Accusations of fraud after Hurricane Michael led to federal charges against 5 people in the Panama City area. Former Lynn Haven city manager Mike White was among those indicted on Tuesday. Reports say he worked with lawn care businesses and approved false invoices for the city to pay to the tune of $5 million. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stop tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Israeli small party leader Avigdor Lieberman is not playing kingmaker, refusing to endorse a candidate for prime minister, and that pushes the country toward a new election for the third time in less than a year. Lieberman's move comes ahead of a midnight deadline for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rival, Benny Gantz, to form a coalition. The House impeachment inquiry continues this morning with Ambassador Gordon Sondland going before the Intelligence Committee at 9 Eastern Time. His changing accounts about what he knows has cost Sondland some credibility, but Whitney Wild reports he may be able to cast light on central issues.
What did President Trump want? What were his intentions? And then what did Ukrainian officials understand about how this aid was possibly tied to these investigations, and what were they planning to do? The other thing that we'll be watching for, because he is such a high-profile witness, is whether or not he pleads the fifth in some of these questions.
PG&E about to begin turning off the lights again in Northern California with the wildfire threat high. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A federal safety board says Boeing should redesign part of the casing on some jet engines to prevent accidents like one that killed a passenger last year. The National Transportation Safety Board says the April 2018 accident on Southwest Airlines Flight 1380 was caused by a cracked fan blade that broke off in flight, hitting the engine case at a critical location. Parts of the engine turned into shrapnel, striking the fuselage and causing a window to break free. The Fed has approved the $66 billion merger between BB&T and SunTrust, clearing the last hurdle and creating the sixth largest bank in the U.S. The combination of BB&T, which is based in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Atlanta-based SunTrust Banks is the largest bank merger since the recession. Crude oil up 17 cents, trading at $55.51 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower after stocks closed mixed yesterday, with the Dow down 102. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, another cool morning, but we have been trending warmer the last couple days.
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday up to 74 degrees, but we started out at 37.
morning. So quite a change through the day. We're going to get up around 74, perhaps 75 degrees today. Should be a beautiful day with plenty of sunshine and just a light wind out of the east. So it looks really good. Tonight, we'll cool into the upper 40s, around 47, 48 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, another nice day, mostly sunny and up around 75 degrees. Now, after that, we've got some rain in the forecast, although Friday, it looks like a mostly cloudy day and could get as high as 78 degrees, but it'll be more humid on Friday with a southerly wind. Showers are likely to develop Friday night as a cold front moves down through Mississippi and Alabama and heads for the Gulf Coast. So Friday night, showers with the temperatures staying in the 60s. And then over the weekend, it's going to be a two-part weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers, especially in the morning. We may see some improvement in the afternoon, and it will be cooler, with a high temperature in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, looks good. Mostly sunny skies, but cool. Only 62 degrees for the high temperature on Sunday, and then dropping down to around 40 to 42 degrees for Sunday night. So we've got a cold front coming in, not a severe one, but it will cool us off for Sunday and also Monday.
All right, so the rain you're talking about, Saturday, just showers, not showers. Severe, not thunderstorms?
We don't expect any severe thunderstorms. I wouldn't be surprised if we had a little rumble of thunder occasionally, but we don't expect any severe weather at this time.
Okay. Let's also look at the tropics, because you've been talking to us about something out there. What is it?
It's a tropical storm, Sebastian.
Wow.
Yes, tropical storm Sebastian, with winds of 50 miles per hour, is located a few hundred miles northeast of the Leeward Islands. And it's a harmless area, that it's far away from any land area. It's moving mainly in northwesterly direction, expected to turn to the north. It may get up to around 60 mile per hour winds in the next 24 hours, but then conditions will deteriorate as far as the storm's concerned, because the upper air winds will be too strong and it will get sheared and will end up dissipating over the central Atlantic Ocean. So no threat to any land area for Sebastian.
I do want to point out, though, as we, you know, when we get into hurricane season, we're always looking at the prediction, right, for the number of named storms. And as soon as we get into October, people stop paying attention and they may say, well, they didn't even get that number of storms. Well, we're on the S storm right now.
Yeah, this is now the 18th named storm.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, normal is around 12, perhaps 13, and we're up to 18. Now, some of those have been fairly weak systems. We had a couple over the Gulf and over the Atlantic, but still have to get to winds of 40 miles an hour, so we've had 18. However, only six of the 18 have actually reached hurricane intensity.
But that's one of those things that when they make the call, you know, they gave the number of named storms, and they don't say, you know, the named storms are going to go into cities or coastlines or anything. They just make the prediction for number of named storms, right?
That's right. That is how the name or the number is predicted. It's based on what's expected over the oceanic areas. Some may affect the land. And this year we are looking at normal, slightly above normal, but we're ended up with so far 18 named storms.
Wow, it's been busy. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Well, you know that happens, right? So you'll have the prediction at the beginning of hurricane season, then people stop paying attention, or if the storms don't hit a landmass to make a news story, and then you'll hear them go, oh, those people in Colorado State, they don't know what they're talking about. They predicted 14 storms or something, or 15, mm-hmm. and we didn't get but two. And you go, actually, go. They're not saying how many are going to hit the coastline.
Right.
They're just predicting the number of storms. They're pretty good at it.
Yeah, they still count, even if you don't hear about them.
They still count.
Yeah, today it's impossible to not hear about them with those push alerts on your phone. Of course, I hear about it because
we
talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams every morning, and he knows all that's going on. But if I wasn't listening to him every morning,
you'd still get.
I would still know, because the Weather Channel or whoever pushes be careful, Well, they don't say be careful, but they say a storm is brewing.
Yes.
They let you know every single one that comes across.
Yeah, one of the apps, one of the radar apps I run on my phone does that. A tropical storm or hurricane can form anywhere on the globe, and it just gives me the symbol, pops up, you know, the tropical storm symbol or the hurricane symbol. I'm like, you know what? That's in the Pacific.
Calm down.
Yeah, leave me alone. All right, 640, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at Moffitt and Shillington. We do have a minor fender bender. Officers are on the scene now. Looks good from Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65. Tilbitts Corner at Theodore. Old Pass Cagoula Highway 90 at Theodore Dawes Road. All looking good and no problems across the Bayway. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, it's a good ride downtown. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning classes where you forge and make your own knife. You'll learn basic forging skills and basic knife design. To reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's getting towards the end of the year now, and it's time to get the lawn ready for spring. What are you talking about, man?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the lawn is pretty much like you and I. It wants to go to bed on a full stomach. You know, it wants to eat healthy and prepare itself for the best day tomorrow. And so that starts in the fall, winter. You know, we're putting out winterizer. We're kind of cleaning up any weeds, and we're preparing for the next season right now.
You're saying what we do now this time of year gives us that great lawn in the spring.
It really does. If you've been struggling with your lawn mm-hmm. all year and you've got some weeds, you've got some really bad areas, now is a really good time to kind of get set up for a good lawn next season. Also, round one, kind of cleaning up weeds for early next season, starts really soon, January, February. So now's the time.
All right, let's make that appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch, just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Try to get some junk out of the way for the holidays. Maybe when you go and do the deep dive for the Christmas decorations, maybe you go up that... There's got to be a better system going into the attic than the ladder with the spring, the stair ladder spring thing.
Watch your head.
Yo, no joke. I have absolutely creased myself doing that. But you go up there, right, to get Christmas decorations, right? You do that. Mm-hmm. When you're up there, you may identify stuff that you can't identify. In other words, junk, stuff that's just rotting in the attic for no reason, or maybe in other storage areas in your house. It's time to call my buddy Trey Bennett and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get him out there, get rid of the junk. Maybe even you used to have a guest room, now it's just piled full of boxes and other things. Maybe it's your Christmas decorations. Hey, when you get them out of there, get the junk out of there, get the room open, and invite some friends and family to stay with you for the holidays. All right, so it's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can have junk in a storage unit, at a business, stuff outside your home, stuff inside your home. Trey doesn't care. They're just there to get the junk gone. Give them a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online, check them out at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, this little piece of a story yesterday from Cassie Fambro from NBC 15. This is from yesterday's Mobile City Council meeting. I have so much to say, and we'll talk more about this on the midday show. I talked about it yesterday. It does boil down to a couple things. There's the acute situation. The acute situation is the three black councilors voting against this annexation vote, the four white councilors voting for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. People say breaking down on racial lines, but also pointing out a supermajority system in the city of Mobile and for doing several things that the city council has to do, budget approval, adding staff, a couple different things. They have to have a supermajority. And we have time and time again talked about the supermajority being an issue for the city council. And the supermajority is just there because it's part of the Zogby Act and system. It can be changed. Is the supermajority a good thing or a bad thing for governance in Mobile? I get where this comes from in the past. I get. And protecting the rights of minorities, I get it. But let me point out, the city of Mobile is a majority-minority city. Is a time to get rid of it? Is it time to get rid of the supermajority? We'll talk about that later in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, a story from Cassie Fambro from NBC 15. Here's a little bit of the audio from yesterday.
There's nothing wrong with discussing polarization, racial polarization in voting, because it happens every day.
State Representative Sam Jones said the elephant in the room was race. Ultimately, the vote fell on racial lines, with Councilman LaVon Manzi, C.J. Small, and Fred Richardson voting it down. Small said the citizens of his district, which Dauphin Island Parkway is in the heart of, must come first.
People say it's a black and white thing. It's not a black and white thing, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's a rich, middle class, and poor.
Small said existing needs, such as infrastructure and low-cost housing, need attention before expanding the city.
Look what's in our community. Come off the hill and come down to the valley to see what's going on.
Councilman Daves felt the decision should be in the people's hands.
Let us today grasp this opportunity. I will vote in favor of giving the people the right to vote.
It all came down to Council President Manzi, the swing vote.
I'm going to lean on the directives that I've received from the citizens who sent me here to Government Plaza. They are not convinced.
The room hushed as the vote was taken.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
The items fail.
It failed 4-3, needing 5 votes to pass.
To think that we can not embrace the idea of annexation in the future is ludicrous.
Stimson said he will keep looking to expand west since Mobile is otherwise boxed in.
We've got 2 years left. We're going to have the gas pedal to the floor. We've got a lot to do.
All right, so that's Cassie Fambro from NBC 15 with the story. We'll talk about it in depth coming up. I just want to point one thing out before I forget to do it you got to get into work. That the discussion Councilman Small is talking about, come off the hill and come down the valley, y'all, that is 100% from the campaign of Sam Jones when he was in the race against Sandy Stimson. And the rhetoric was Spring Hill. The hill they mean is Spring Hill, mm-hmm. And it was a jab at Sandy Stimson. And remember, back then, everything was all decided by 65. All those people west of 65, bad. All the people east of 65, well, some of the people east of 65, good. That was the argument made back then. Just want to make sure we stay aware of that. 6:47, we've got news coming up and sports with Dalton next. Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Coast Guard has decided to stop using Mobile Bay for certain types of training. We're told swimmers said they were starting to feel sick after working in the bay. They did not give a timeline on how long the issue had been going on or what type of symptoms people had been reporting. But the commanding officer says the rescue swimmers' health has improved since the move. The Coast Guard says rescue swimmers will now train in the Gulf of Mexico. Still no arrest in the shooting of a 15-year-old boy in Pensacola. A teenager was found shot in a car that had been abandoned. The car was found at the intersection of Edison and Garfield, but investigators believe the teen may have been shot somewhere else in the car abandoned. Investigators believe there had been at least two others in the car with that teenager. A new study ranks Mobile as the 20th most dynamic small city in the country. Researchers looked at 150 cities, scoring them on things like population, education, culture, economic activity, and housing. Of the cities analyzed, Mobile had the third biggest drop in unemployment behind Garden Grove, California, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We're 12 weeks into the college football season, getting closer and closer to the conference championships and bowl season. Last night, the College Football Playoff Committee released their latest playoff rankings with no change in the top seven teams from last week. LSU remains number one, Ohio State number two, Clemson comes in at number three, and Georgia remains number four. That means if the season were to end today, those four teams would be battling it out for the championship. The committee kept the Alabama Crimson Tide at number five, even though the team has now lost star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for the season. Committee Chairman Rob Mullins said that that injury did not affect Bama's ranking.
Well, our job is to evaluate the games through week 12, and obviously we're aware of the injury to the quarterback late in the second quarter of last week's game. But Alabama continued on to a convincing win in that, so it didn't impact the rankings this week.
The two Pac-12 teams with one loss apiece come in next, with Oregon at number six and Utah at number seven. One loss Penn State moved up one spot to number eight, followed by the top Big 12 team, Oklahoma, at number nine. Mullins denied that the committee looks down on the Big 12.
We don't talk about conferences specifically, but clearly the committee was impressed with Oklahoma's comeback in that game. And as you've seen, obviously you've seen Baylor's work, and we know how they played in that first half. So in that specific game, we respected Oklahoma's performance in the second half.
Minnesota comes in at number 10, followed by a group of two-loss teams, Florida at 12, Wisconsin 13, and Michigan at 14. Baylor's number 15 after suffering their first loss of the season, and Auburn fell only three spots to number 16 after suffering their third loss of the year. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars beat Spring Hill College 98-72 at the Mitchell Center. Josh Ajayi had 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Jags past the Badgers. Jordan McElwain led Spring Hill with 21 points. South Alabama's now won 16 straight against Spring Hill. That's the Jags' longest active win streak against an opponent. South is 3-2 this year. They host Northeastern next on Monday night at 7. The Badgers' record falls to 1-4. Next, they head up to Georgia to play at Albany State on Saturday. Congratulations to Bayside Academy volleyball coach Ann Schilling. Schilling was named the High School Volleyball National Coach of the Year. She's led the Admirals to 18 straight state championships and 25 titles in her 33 years as Bayside's coach. Congratulations to Ann Schilling. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have one accident moving out of the roadway. Officers are on the scene at Moffitt and Shillitzer Road. Beyond that, we look good. As the school buses are traveling, no delays across the Bayway, but nothing else out of the ordinary. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind Metal Mushroom at the USA campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad and you'll get 15% off all the purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama. Great prices, best build quality, great selection, and excellent customer service. Financing available, open 7 days. Check out Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore or on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Trailer Sales Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
657 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us shortly with the forecast for the rest of the work week and look forward to the weekend. We got a little bit of rain on Saturday, but it clears up in the second half of the weekend. Sunday looks pretty good, so he'll fill in the details coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with Kane for traffic, and it's a Wednesday. That means our buddy Jeff Poor is going to join us. Jeff with Lanyap and Breitbart, Yellowhammer News, also host of the Jeff Poor Show up in Huntsville. He'll be on with us, and he's going to join us, too, on tomorrow's midday show to talk a little bit about the AL1 congressional debate. You know, it is a very big deal. Now, it is a Republican, it's a Republican primary debate, and then we'll have discussion when we get to the general, but, you know, the track record has been, this is since Jack Edwards, this has been a Republican seat here for AL1. There's a lot of different flavors of Republicans, and hopefully that's what we'll get to find out tomorrow night. One of the things I'm going to try to push through so you understand is we'll let the candidates express their support for President Trump. But after that, if they all support President Trump, and you can imagine all Republicans would support President Trump, what makes them different? What makes them better at the job? You say, well, I support the president, and I want to, you know, help him implement these policies. Okay, so how are you better at doing that than somebody else? You know, trying to push past the basic rhetoric in tomorrow night's debate. We'll talk more about that coming up with Jeff after 8 o'clock. Right now, we'll check news from WKRG.